Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, January 13th, 2017. Friday the 13th. I'm Adam Paulus. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Hidden Figures with $22.8 million. And if you enjoy Hidden Figures, you may also enjoy Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. It made $22 million and the previously hidden figure of Galen Erso was revealed by Hasbro this week. See what I did there? Number 3, Sing. Number 4, Underworld, Blood Wars. And number 5 was La La Land. New this week, you can see Silence, Patriot's Day, Live or Live by Night, I don't know which, and other movies in limited release. In the news, a 14-album collection of Weird Al Yankovic LPs in a big accordion called Squeezebox is on the way. Peter and the Wolf with Wendy Carlos is not included. It's $475. And will be out in November. And of course, there's a disc of extras. Nicki Minaj, Danny Elfman, and others are added to the 50 Shades Darker soundtrack. I remember when the first one came out, I was in New York for Toy Fair, awake early, and I went and saw the SpongeBob movie at the time. That was pretty good. Zoe Saldana continues her reign as the most valuable franchise player this week, as she joins My Little Pony the Movie. Atlanta Season 2 we'll be back in 2018 after the obligatory Lando Calrissian Star Wars break. Cinemax is working with Mike Judge on a new cartoon. What is it? I have no idea. Mondo has a new music release for Castlevania II Simon's Quest, cover by Eric the Goon Powell, green and blue splatter vinyl, and also, if you're into weird records, Primary Information out of Brooklyn, which I had not heard of previously, released You Jerk, live from the Commodore's Ballroom. It's a big deal for exactly four of you. They released an EP back in, I want to say, 79 or 80. I have it. It's great. It's UJ3RK5. The 5 is silent. And it's pretty neat, new wavy, punky stuff from Canada. So if you've never heard of it, check it out. A wild rumor is going around this week that Lucasfilm is securing the digital rights to the likeness of Carrie Fisher for upcoming Star Wars projects. If it's true, I have no idea. It sounds ghastly, but we'll see how that works out. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Playmobil plus Funko is awesome. We have new, exciting Entertainment Earth exclusive items and non-exclusive items. We teamed up with these titans of Toy Tidings to bring you the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Raphael Black and White 6-inch Playmobil action figure. It is an Entertainment Earth exclusive. The edition run is low to the point where you would probably punch someone in the face to get one, but I am not at liberty to disclose the very low number that this 6-inch tall articulated action figure is. We have it. You know, it looks like the original comic book look, well, black and white, red bandana, mask, what have you. He's got the size. You can try them on for size, which was a joke on the show thousands of years ago. Other new figures include Doctor Who, more Ninja Turtles, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Back to the Future, and Ghostbusters. They're about $15. They're due in about March, and you can pre-order yours about now. Other new toys this week. Hasbro revealed Transformers The Last Night Premiere Edition Shadow Spark Optimus Prime, which I believe is Asia only. I don't think we'll be carrying that one, but I hope we do, because I want one. And the Masterpiece movie series Bumblebee, which also looks pretty cool. It's MPM3. No pre-order dates were confirmed, and full availability is unknown. Funko announced Silicon Valley pop vinyl figures from the HBO show. It's a good show, and the figures are no slouch. New Hikari this week, we have the First Order Kiln Stormtrooper. I did order one. The run is, I believe, 400, and it looks like fine china made out of vinyl. Obviously, a new or new exclusive this week. It's Raphael. We also put up new arrivals of the Spider-Man Venom Dual Identity Pinmate wooden figure and the Captain America Civil War Black Panther Pinmate wooden figure from Biff Bang Pow. It's also worth mentioning that these items are starting to get distribution in some of the big retail channels. You might even see Pinmates in person at Toys R Us or Target. But you can skip yourself a trip to the store and just go order them online from us. They are currently about $4.99, price subject to change, legal requirement to say things like that, just in case they do. So check them out. They're pretty great. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I hope you have a happy and safe weekend and enjoy all of the craziness coming out of the Nintendo Switch Party release. See you next time, everybody.